You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Hello. What's going on, Real Ass Dudes? Luis J. Gomez, Real Ass Podcast, an hour early. Guys, I'm so sorry for the lack of professionalism on our part. We should be coming at you live every week. Fridays at noon, and because of a multitude of other reasons, we just haven't been able to come together every week at that time, and I apologize, but big things are coming for the Real Ass Podcast, things that we cannot talk about today. Am I right, John Fatigate?
Yeah, big things we're really excited about happening really soon.
I feel like you're saying that sarcastically.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Thank you very much.
This is one of my favorite shows.
It's early.
This is his favorite show that A Better Place hasn't stolen.
Yeah. John, can you give me the same type of enthusiasm you have when you're going for like a camping trip or some sort of like a hike in the woods? Can I get that sort of enthusiasm?
I am so pumped about the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you. Luis J. Gomez being part of this network and all of you guys.
Thank you very much. Okay, we got a big show today. Zach and Miko, international superstars, obviously here looking like $1 million.
And feeling like dog shit.
Yeah.
I got 4 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Well, and I'm doing my best.
You don't really look like $1 million.
Yeah, no.
I look, yes, I do.
I look about like $45 at Burlington Coat Factory.
It looks like a million rupees.
Yeah, yen.
Something like that.
I feel awful.
Do you feel awful?
I feel horrendous.
But didn't you have a friend die today or something? I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, I had a buddy die last night.
Jeez, and that wasn't even the reason you feel horrible. I thought that's why you were going to say felt horrible.
Yeah, no, that's all.
It was about your lack of sleep.
No, I didn't want to bring it up, but sure, go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's fine. It's totally, I don't mind talking about it.
Okay. It's because you killed him and you don't want to hear the paper trail.
You know, my buddy, a guy that supported all my stuff. He came to all my Bar None shows, passed away yesterday. He was my age,
he's a real fan.
Yeah. My age too, and he had a 5-year-old daughter. I feel really shitty about it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to start off the show on such a downer.
No. It's,
I don't want to do anything anymore, dude.
Yeah. He's a super sweet guy. It's okay.
Chris Scopo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Lewis?
Hey, feeling? You're in a bad mood too.
Just not in a good place mentally.
Very negative mood coming off the left
now
side of the table.
Now he feels guilty
today
about his negative mood because of what happened to me.
Yeah, his is way. I guarantee you, whatever happened to Zach was way worse.
Oh, and way worse.
On top of all that, Zach had to wake up looking like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just a fucking psychopath.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to you that made you in such a bad mood?
Life. Yeah.
Okay, you fucking poet.
That's what I'm trying to do.
What was the thing that put you in a mood?
It's just a bad run of sets.
Oh, it's comedy. Okay.
Comedy-wise, yeah.
So like 6 years in a row, it's finally...
27 years going strong.
Okay.
So 28, actually. I took a year off.
Very negative. I don't like the negativity so far on our show. And we have a beautiful guest
today. Fucking one. I buy her a coffee, and then she slams me
two seconds
later.
I don't remember. What did I say?
Listen, you're not drunk on this podcast, all right?
I don't remember saying
what you
anything
said.
Karen Fien's here. And
hi, guys.
Hi, darling. She always seems a little drunk.
Yeah.
I've been bumping into you a lot lately, and it's always a little bit of a fucking drunky vibe.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm thinking it's pills.
I'm not taking... I'm always high. I'm always stoned. I'm never not high.
Speaking of which, we're going to get high in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
We're doing it. John, we're doing it.
I'm mad at Zach. He's trumping my dead uncle. Your dead friend is way sadder than my
dead
uncle.
Wait a minute.
Uncle.
When did your uncle die?
Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
The one you lost your virginity to?
I wish. It was sad. He's a big fat.
He fingered her. Wait, he was a big fat guy that died?
He was a big fat alcoholic. He died in his trailer in Florida.
Wow.
Hey, going out strong, though, at least.
Yeah, I guess.
No taxes.
What?
No taxes down there for property, yeah, right?
No, we had money, too.
I thought you meant when you're dead, there's no more taxes. That was the bright side.
I don't pay taxes anyway.
Wait, he had money living in a trailer?
Yeah, well, he was like a single guy. He got married, and his wife turned out to be a lesbian, so he like turned out to his be this like raging alcoholic.
That's gonna be me. My ex girlfriend's a lesbian.
Is she really?
Yeah.
But you know, I'll tell
you.
Is
that why you're sad?
Was your uncle also unfunny?
That was a knock on Scopo, not you. Don't
I'm
worry.
Like, I'm just making sure.
I can't take it. I might jump off.
I kind of understand that though. Like, if you got a lot of money and you don't have any, like, because I'm look, I'm gonna be alone for the rest of my life. I know for a fact. Okay. Why go spend your money on like a big, beautiful house that you have nobody to share it with? Live like a drunkard in a trailer.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like save all your money, you know, go to strip clubs, go to parties, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But it just depends on what's important to you. Is a home that important to you? If you had money, is that what you would spend your money on? Would it be the home?
Was it a nice trailer at least?
It was. I mean, it was brand new, like double wide.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Uncle Bob was the shit. We used to get wasted together. I met Bill Clinton with him. We used to have tons of fun.
This guy fucking met Bill Clinton?
Yeah. He used to drive around the governor of New Hampshire. So we would go to, like, we went to this fancy party on Park Ave. My uncle and I got wasted in the back. And then Bill's leaving and he pushes me into him. He's like, get a picture with him.
That's hilarious.
Bill touched my butt.
What? On purpose?
Yeah.
No.
He grazed it like a gentleman. It was amazing. I remember it vividly.
Some would say the realest ass dude of all time.
Dude, Bill Clinton was a real ass dude. Yeah. My mom loved Bill Clinton. I remember my mom defending Bill Clinton after he cheated on his wife. I just clear as day. She was like, yeah, okay, you think he's the only fucking president who's fucking around on his wife? He's the only one who got caught. Not even the only one who got caught. He's the one who got caught in our lifetime.
Yeah, like JFK was known for fucking a lot of chicks.
Lot.
Yeah,
and you know who else? Every other one. Because you don't get to that place of power in your life unless you have a huge complex.
You can't run the country without banging something on the side.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying about
that. It's the kind of person you are to need that much power. Do you think one vagina is going to keep you happy for the rest of your life?
It's true. It's a very
good
point.
If you need to run the free world.
That's what I said about Trump. It's like, you know, people are like, oh, he doesn't need to be president. I was like, no, dude. He is you're wired a certain way where you want a certain amount of power. Like Howard Stern, he doesn't need America's Got Talent. Oh, Howard Stern's selling out. He's going to go and clean himself up. No, he wants to become the next biggest level, you know, and it, that type of thing. You have to play the game. There's certain rules in each area, you know. So that's, I think that's very, very interesting. But your uncle, you're saying it's sadder that his friend died. He wasn't even his friend. He was a guy who came to his comedy show a few times.
The fact that he had a 5-year-old daughter, I think, is really what's that. My uncle didn't have any kids.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the part that's a bummer for me.
Yeah.
See?
And 5 is an age that sucks, too, because now she has a memory of him. Like, my dad died when I was, like, 4. And that's like the cutoff.
So if you close your eyes, you can see him?
I can see like 2 or 3 flashes of memories.
He just sees like Eazy-E in the, but it's Eazy-E from the Crossroads video from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's not my dad.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's not
bum,
my dad.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh my God, Zach is so talented.
You might be able to fuck Karen Feehan. You are slowly wearing her down. And what is your Weight Watch at right now? Because this is the thing.
You the way you're leaning, it's looking good. You're looking.
I'm down a little from working nights and not eating.
You do look a little lighter. Wait,
hold on. Every time you post a picture, it's you eating food, though.
That's like the one time I'll eat in 2 days.
Yum.
Yesterday I had, this is, by the way, this is the sadness that is my life, because I worked, I hung out during the day, then I had to go work at night. So this was all, this is everything that went in my body yesterday. A can of Mountain Dew. I wish. A coffee. I went to Donut Pub for dinner because I'm an animal. Pub. And I had 2 donuts, a bag of jelly beans, and that's it. I eat like a 5-year-old.
Dude, that is
you're saying
really
that's
bad.
It? Like, that's like, oh, it's it. I'm not eating anything. That's the worst thing you could possibly have.
That's like the fat anorexic's diet.
Karen? Yeah, I ate absolutely like very little,
you
but
eat
all
like
of
a,
it
you
was
eat like
shit.
A Russian supermodel.
All of it was shit.
Karen, let me ask you a question.
What?
Because Zach's going to die in about 8 years, okay?
My mic, it's like, oh, sorry.
Can we lower the, make sure that Karen's nice and loud. She speaks very quietly.
I have a lemon alto.
Can we give Zach less or a more attainable goal?
Well,
to
like
lose?
20 pounds?
Yeah, so you give him a hand job.
Yeah.
It's just 20.
For
I mean,
sure.
What?
We'll knock it down to 20, babe. Let's
what
see
like
what you got.
Titties for like 10, something like that.
These little girls, these 32 A's here to play. Yeah, whatever. Zach's tits are way bigger than mine.
They really are.
They really are. Fine with that.
They are substantially bigger. Yeah. I mean, God
damn it.
That's
why I keep my funny. So.
I'm sorry, you lose 10 pounds, he'll show you your tits.
That's what it is.
If you guys were girls in middle school, he'd be making fun of you right now.
I know, I'd be following him everywhere. Teach me.
All right, real quick, it's because I want to make a couple quick announcements. We did hire a new
I'd
producer.
Be all proud because I let a Puerto Rican guy titty fuck me.
We hired a new producer on the show, guys. We have a producer, Mike Too Maddie, so you can go over there. Obviously, we have our executive producer, head producer, Shelby, who has been just fucking killing it for us. I mean, honestly, give a round of applause for Shelby right now. I'll tell you right now, just unbelievable job. Shelby, thank you very much for being a part of the show. I did speak to Ron about you. I was on Bennington this past week, and you guys are both very mum. I could tell that you guys hate each other. It's a weird thing. There's a weird vibe, okay? But I did tell you to reach out to Ron and see if he'd come on the show, because he was ecstatic at the idea of even be able to come up here, because he loves this club, he loves this area, the city. Did you reach out to him and try to get him to come on the show yet?
I'm having trouble with my Wi-Fi, but I will be reaching out to
him. Okay. I want to make... Please tell me that's not a lie, Shelby, because I you know how much I want to get Ron on this show, and I know you guys have a thing, and I'm trying to have you guys put that thing aside so we can get him on the show. He's a master at his craft.
I would never lie to you about anything.
Thank you, Shelby.
You're a great comedian.
Real ass dude as well. Obviously,
what
Shelby's...
What does Wi-Fi have to do with texting?
Scopo? Scopo, don't start with him. Let him do the things the way that he wants to do things. The reason he became the best producer in this business is because he has certain systems in place.
Okay.
The reason you are a shitty producer on YKWD is because you have no systems. You just
I still can text people without Wi-Fi. So.
Well, this is why you produce YKWD and Shelby gets to produce the Real Ass Podcast.
Okay.
Now, underneath Shelby, obviously we have John Fatigate, who is the proprietor here and CEO. But in terms of producing the show,
he stands in the background like the weird producer from Boogie Nights who watches the fuck.
I'm underneath Shelby.
Yeah, I mean, in the pecking order of this show and the importance, yes, 100%.
Okay.
So basically, John works for Shelby. Now, this guy that we hired is going to work directly underneath John. So you have an underling, John. Don't feel like you're not in a higher place than somebody. You're above somebody for now. Maddie Jester Skulls from the Hammer Fisting Podcast joins the show.
Hey, guys.
Former Hammer Fisting Podcast.
So, Maddie has been helping me for a long time. Very, very excited to be a part of the show.
Yep.
Thanks. Maddie, here's the thing. You did such a good job on the Hammer Fisting Podcast. I knew that these guys had their hands full. We have a huge announcement coming next week. I will say we're going to give the announcement next Friday. Is that okay, John?
I mean, we can't promise that right now.
Next Friday, 100%.
I'm still blown away that Shelby's my boss.
Shelby, well, don't call him your boss. Don't fucking... Yeah, fine. If you want to call him your boss, that's okay, but that's you. That's not me saying that.
Okay. All right.
Next Friday, we're making an announcement, 100%. I don't care what John says. Shelby, that's cool?
100%.
Cool. So we're going to need some help. We're going to need a lot more help. Big things are happening here at the Hammer Fisting Podcast, okay?
Real Ass Podcast.
Whatever it's called. It's one of these shows. Maddie came in and he basically saved the Hammer Fisting Podcast because I was done with it for about a year. Okay, Maddie was the reason the show kept
running into the ground,
or maybe you did run it into the ground. I don't know. It started going downhill as soon as you joined on board. But I like the challenge. That's why we're bringing you here, guys. I want to see if we can still succeed with Maddie's negative energy around. No, Maddie is great. He's going to be handling all social media for us. He's going to be handling all coffee runs for us. And that's really it. So thanks, Maddie. Thanks for being here.
I had 12:02. I need to put money in my car.
And he's got to put money in Scopo's car at one point. Oh, and you know what, Maddie? I'm going to give you your own segment. I decided just now.
Okay.
And Shelby's going to cut together the intro for that segment. Look at what's happening right now.
Big things.
Hammer Fisting, the Hammer Fisting segment on the Real Ass Podcast is going to be Maddie's segment. He's going to get to choose one mixed martial arts story for each episode. And we're going to break that down really quick. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting Retro Throwback segment. You got that, Shelbo?
Got it.
Cool. Okay. Very excited. Very, very excited. I just got back from Cabo. And the reason I had Karen here on the show today is because my last night I blacked out. I have no idea where I was. I have no idea how I got home. I've never done that before.
I did that actually in Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Wasn't very safe, I should say. I was took a taxi to get cocaine in the mountains. And
that's where you get cocaine.
Somehow I made it back. I don't know how. But I made it back.
I never even really understood
worst decision ever.
Blacking out. I never really, like, I guess I have blacked out before, like where you don't know how you got to your bed. But I'm talking about, I have no idea. To this day, I have no idea what happened for like the last hour of the night and how I got to the hotel. I have no idea. Like, I know I got there. I remember taking my key out of my pocket. And I remember taking money out of my pocket at one point. The money's gone. Money just completely gone. All the money's gone. But just being in my bed. Now, I know nothing really bad happened. And the funny part is, I think during this entire, I was really fucking drunk. The whole time,
Like, I don't ever remember not being in control of my decisions. Like, I don't remember the decisions that I made after the fact, but there was never a time during that night where I would be like, I gotta get fucked by nine guys right now. Like, that just would never happen. That brings me to Karen.
You want to get fucked by nine guys?
Well, I'm just saying, girls do.
I'm never that with it in a blackout. I mean, I'll lie there, I guess.
She can't count.
Yeah. Like, lucky number nine.
Well,
I black out a ton. I would. I used to black out a ton. But I would be like a moving blackout. Like, I would still be like walking and talking and saying shit, and people would tell me.
Yeah, but were you in control of your actions?
No, I don't understand how you're in control of your decisions if you don't remember them. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, let me say this. Maybe I don't remember that I wasn't in control of my decisions.
Do you remember speaking? Yeah. Did you speak to people?
Yeah, I remember walking around. I remember hanging out with Al Jackson. I remember fucking going to different bars and hopping around. But it's just at one point of the night, it went completely black, and I have no idea how I ended the night and how I got to my hotel and I got in my bed.
Now, do you remember, like, when I black out sometimes, I remember not going out, but remember certain points of the bar and stuff like that.
That's a brownout. It's not a full blackout. Does it count?
Wait, that's a brownout?
You don't remember anything.
I didn't know there was different levels of colors.
Yeah, of course. There's like, so people still have spots.
Hold on, time out.
What?
Is that the real thing?
I think so.
There's a blackout, then there's a brownout.
She's having a confidence, that's horseshit. I've blacked out plenty of times, but you just remember certain little things.
That's not a blackout then. If you remember, no, it's a brownout.
I agree with Karen.
Yes!
No blackout is full on time travel.
Thank you.
But you remember little parts.
No, that's what we're saying. No.
It's the best old Attell joke. I guess he was talking about a brownout. That's the joke. Because that's what he said. He's like, you wake up, you pass out, you're here, you wake up, you pass out. There's a Mexican guy. You're playing that knife game. It's the best. You're at McDonald's. You've been working there 4 years. You're dating a girl on the fryer later. They say she's retarded, but those titties ain't retarded. God, I love Attell. God, he's the fucking best. Anyway.
So funny, that bit.
That's the best bit ever. Sorry, I didn't realize that there's different levels of blackout, but I did full-fledged blackout. Have you ever woke up after a blackout and then people start putting the pieces together for what happened?
Yeah.
Because that couldn't happen to me because I was in Mexico. It was just fucking weird.
Nobody,
Mexicans.
Yeah.
That saw a much larger Mexican fucking bulldozing through town. What's the worst thing you've done?
Arcane is angry.
Get out of my way. What's the worst thing you did during a blackout?
Throw fingers, chicken fingers at you?
Which one? That, I guess that was bad.
That can't be the worst one.
I peed this guy's bed when
I've done that plenty of times.
You peed a guy's bed?
So weird.
So many times, dude. They were asking for it.
But then I like went and like bartended all day in my piss jeans.
I've never done that. That's
just such a trash bag.
That's just gross.
No, I think I might marry Karen Fian one day because she's truly a piece of garbage.
He was like, do you want to wash those? I was like, I gotta go.
She's not the wife you need. She's the wife you deserve.
They used to do this thing when I was this slutty waitress at Moe's Caribbean. I would wake up in a Yankee jersey because I was from Massachusetts.
You were a slutty waitress?
Yeah, in college.
Was that part of the job, like, or you're describing what you were?
I didn't get that either.
Both.
When I was a slutty secretary.
You know, like the girls who like pour shots on your throat and like don't wear like a lot of clothes.
But because that's what you did.
Yeah, that was my job. That was great.
They say the woman you're going to marry reminds you of your mother. This is it, man. She's the one for me.
She's going to OD?
But I would yell about being from Boston, and then I would, like, no matter what, I would go home with some Yankee fan, and I would wake up in a fucking jersey, and they'd, like, take fucking pictures of me. Assholes.
Look, here's the deal, right? I'm going to be honest with you. Those guys are pretty hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
They're pretty funny. That's pretty
really
funny.
Good. Yeah, good move.
I like how she's mad that they're putting her in a Yankee jersey and not just waking up naked.
And not just date right there.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Well, nobody. Look, this is why I like Karen, because Karen kind of tells it like it is. She's like, well, no, I was drunk, but I still wanted to fuck these guys.
Of course.
I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's supposed to be rape, Scopo. Sometimes we like it.
Every time she thought she was going home with an actual New York Yankee.
It's crazy you wear your uniform to the bar.
Derek Jeter.
So sexy.
By the way, I was trying to come up with a Yankee this whole time.
No way.
I'm like going,
really?
I was going to say Don Mattingly, and I stopped myself. That's how little I care about sports.
She would have been six when that happened, but don't worry about it.
All right.
He was friends with her uncle.
So
My uncle and I went to a lot of games together.
I bet you guys did.
We did. Uncle was great.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Bob.
Uncle Bob. Uncle Powers.
Can we hold like a some sort of like vigil for Uncle Bob and his friend?
Yeah.
Uncle Bob too. What's your friend's name?
Gory, we called him.
Gory?
Gory?
Yeah. super Spanish kid. Mm. But by that I mean he died at 28 with a 5-year-old daughter.
But oh, Jesus. Really sounds like my childhood.
He's actually an Irishman.
Wait a minute. So your friend he was just like a fan though.
No, we hung out a lot. He did the wrestling movie with us.
Well, this is what happens like at this level in comedy. We get fans.
And then they're our friends.
And then they become our friends.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Because here's the thing. It's like, you know, we're at this on the cusp level where there's certain things happening. But it's like there's enough. I don't have enough fans where it's really a problem. If I wanted to throw a party, I could probably invite them all, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like there's a fucking...
Sometimes they sit and look at their phone while you're doing a podcast.
I don't want to say anything. I was like, you're fucking...
No. Maddie...
number one fan.
Maddie was my fan who became my employee. That is a major different thing. We're going to end hating each other. We're not going to get any closer. I told that to Maddie when he first came on to Hammer Fisting. I was like, Maddie, you do realize when you, like, I was like, you're a fan of mine. I love the fact that you love the shows. This is going to end with us hating each other. Did I not say that, Maddie? Shook his head yes.
I think he already hates you.
The blackout, it's a scary thing. But, you know, you're talking about making these decisions when you're drunk. It's like if you go to any college campus in America, they will tell you if you are drunk and you have sex with a man, that man is indeed raping you. All those numbers, they're all skewed with that statistic in there as well. So it's like, I just let you say it like it is. I think I've had probably drunk sex more than I've had sober sex. Definitely, 150%, or at the very least stoned. You know, I'm never not stoned, and I've been getting stoned since I was 17 years old, basically every single day.
But getting high doesn't affect your judgment.
Kind of does.
No.
The first time I ever got high, if I tried to drive a car, I would have killed like 30 people. The first time I got high, it was crazy. And then it becomes, I'm talking about weed now, now I want to smoke. But then it becomes like you kind of get used to it. But have you ever taken a long extended period of time off smoking weed and then gone back?
No.
Okay. I did it for 7 weeks once. Whoa. It was crazy. It was out of control.
I couldn't live without weed.
And then I went back to it, and it was like I was tripping on mushrooms.
Did it hit you so much harder?
Dude, I smoked it, and I was like, dude, I'm freaking out. I was on the stairs at the Comedy Cellar, and the walls were like breathing. It was the craziest shit ever. So
that's what happens with like alcohol. When I didn't drink for that year and a half, I had like 2 beers, and I was pretty fucked up for over 2 beers.
I wish I wasn't like completely dependent on it, because I would just smoke once a month and just treat it like I'm fucking talking to God.
Yeah,
you know.
But I smoke once a week right now, so I've been very. I feel like I have like a really good. I usually smoke today with you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's cute.
I'm the bad influence on you. You.
Yeah.
Karen,
what?
So you're the expert here.
Expert on blacking out.
On blacking out and getting drunk.
Yeah.
What would you give me some advice here? How could I go piece this night together? Because there was people out there that were with me.
Do you have any rashes?
Any rashes?
That you didn't have the day before.
Do you have any bruises?
Jesus.
That's a good indicator.
Being a woman is so much worse. Like literally what, even if I got raped, I would just kind of think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like women, that is the privilege of being a dude. Like if I found out, if there was video footage, I ended up in a Mexican prison and I got pounded out by two little Mexican dudes as I'm just passed out on a bench. We would bring this on the, we would bring the footage on the show and we would examine it and we would all laugh at it. I swear to God that, and but I'm not saying that a woman should feel that way. I'm saying that I'm fucked up and I don't think it would be that bad for most other dudes. Would it like if you, if
it would be pretty funny.
It would be hilarious, right? Dude, if you got ass raped by two, like, I'd be worried that I had AIDS, but that would probably be it.
After the test, it came back negative, I'd be happy.
It would be hilarious,
dude.
Okay,
yeah, it's kind of funny.
It would be the funniest fucking thing on earth. Period. So I understand the plight of being a woman. That does not seem funny if I'm a woman.
I feel like
you finally have enough material to do an album.
I feel like violating a vagina is worse than violating an asshole. Like
no.
If you're a grown man.
No.
Why?
Because penises are supposed to go there.
Not, but I'm talking about the violation of like what it symbolizes. Like, I feel like you guys are always like poking each other in each other's assholes.
Can I tell you what I think the major difference is? The way we hunt for sex and the way women have to fight us off, like just like in life, like you guys have this like weird like power where you say, no, I will have sex with you. And we're like, okay. And when that power is completely taken from you, it's a much more devastating thing because we're not really, I mean,
it takes away your humanity because that's like one of the few things between us and animals. Like animals, yeah. They just jump on each other and fuck the chick. Yeah. Like, we can't do that because we're people. So when a dude does that, it kind of takes humanity out of
Shelby.
The person. So wait, are you agreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with... I don't know, because animals fuck each other in the ass, too, against their will.
Shelby, if you woke up, okay, and after a blackout, somebody left a VHS, an unmarked VHS on a bed next to you. You wake up, your asshole's bleeding. Okay, you're in a little bit of pain.
It says, you're fired, Ron.
What do you... you put the tape in. Two small Mexican men are anally raping you. Is it funny or is it horrifying?
That's beyond horrifying.
Really?
Yes. That's the least funny thing I've ever heard. You wouldn't...
What, are they wearing hats? Are the Mexicans
yes.
wearing hats?
They're wearing see, sombreros.
Yeah. What about one of those Mexican wrestler things? Are they wearing those?
No, just Mexican. Sombreros, and they're wearing the like the shoulder, like the quilted blankets. Can you give me some Mexican music for this? Because I really want to paint a picture here right now. Okay, yeah, I want to go around the room because I here's the thing. I'm Shelby. You might be gay. Now it's all coming together because if that really truly bothers you. And you don't think it's funny first. There's two Mexican dudes pounding at your asshole with sombreros with Mexican music on.
Are you passed out or are you?
You're blacked totally out, dude.
You could be blacked out, but no,
hold on.
It.
Can I say this? Hold on. Let me rephrase this. Let me make this very clear because I think we've lost some of this, okay? If you are awake for this, this is horrifying. Being raped while awake by two Mexican guys, sombreros or not, that is not a fun experience, period. Okay. But okay. You wake up, your asshole's a little sore, and you have a tape on your bed. You pop it in. There's two little Mexican dudes, some Mexican mariachi music raping you in the ass. If you don't find that funny, I think you're gay.
There's two tall boys of Bud Light and fucking paper bags on your floor.
But are you laughing like first run watching it or like by the second time maybe you'll laugh?
No, I mean...
I think first time you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just what happened?
I think the AIDS is going to be what...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, two condom wrappers next to the bags. Funny right away.
No,
I'm going to... Instantaneously funny. Two condom wrappers on the floor
no,
next to
No, I'm going
to
go...
If there's condom wrappers, it's because they shit out a condom full of blow first.
Yeah. You gotta watch
it. If I reach into my asshole and I pull out a condom...
this is turning me on so much, you got.
Maddie, go get on that producer mic for a minute, buddy. I'm going to pose the same question to you, Maddie. And listen to me. I hope, dear God, you give the right answer here because I don't like the fact that our entire production team does not have a funny bone in their body. Maddie, what do you think? Is that funny or is that horrifying?
Yeah, of course it's funny.
Thank you, Maddie.
And if they're firing pistols in the air, it's hilarious.
Oh, pistols.
That seems dangerous. Pistols. That would make me be a little bit concerned. But thank you, Maddie. Shelby, I'm a little bit concerned. Oh, you're not gay, right?
No, not last time I checked. No,
because you're the only person who had the same reaction as the woman in the room, which is to be absolutely horrified. And I don't even really believe her that much that she'd be horrified.
I think the bleeding is what really did it for me.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. You're not bleeding.
Oh, well, and hilarious.
Perfect. Okay, that makes sense. The blood. You're
just
afraid
the
of
blood.
He's afraid of blood.
If they're slapping it with snap their dicks in your face, and you see the video.
All that's funny.
That,
I
think
that's
all
funny.
They do? Yeah. That's hilarious.
No, they put it in your mouth.
Whatever.
What if they put it in their
Zach
mouth?
Zach is also bisexual, so yeah, this isn't the same thing.
Yeah, this is
this is.
Very
this also isn't about sexual pleasure. This is about rape. This is about power. Okay. And I think it's very funny if there's two Mexican guys that overpower me while I'm passed out. That's very funny to me. All right. Cabo stinks. I hate beaches.
Animated, I think it would be great.
Like if they
had the VHS and they just took that VHS into an anime.
One's going really fast and the other one's sleeping.
They're mice. We deal with the mice from Speedy Gonzales. Mr. Gomez, your asshole's so tight. Cabo, I don't like Mexico. I don't like beaches, I realized. Here's what I did for years, okay? I went on vacation.
Beaches LaBarge, horrible.
I hate your guts. Every time I took a vacation throughout all my youth, because I didn't even get on an airplane until I was 19 years old. Okay, first time I was on an airplane. So then I went to Florida the first time. I was like, oh, the beach is fucking great, dude. It's fucking nice, beautiful, warm water. It's beautiful. So then I started going to the Caribbean, Jamaica, Mexico, Puerto Rico. Two times a year I'd go. And I thought I loved it. I really did for years. All throughout my early 20s, my mid-20s, I was like, dude, I love the Caribbean. I love beaches. I love brown people. Shoot ahead a few years later, now I've traveled. Now that I've gone to like some pretty cool cities like Seattle and Montreal, even like Los Angeles, which is like, I don't mind warm weather. I don't like going to an area where there's fucking, you know, sand all over the place. There's fucking critters in the fucking sand. Like, I'm with you too.
I hate people like, wake up and let's go lay on the beach. I'd rather not.
Just fucking sweating.
Lay on the beach. Yeah.
Because you'll die in the sun. You're see-through.
That's one of the reasons too. But it's like, well, I'm just going to go there and just lay there.
I fucking love it. It's so boring. I love the beach.
I'd rather sit and watch TV.
Staying in the water for like hours. I love having like sand in my bed. I love it. I like taking a shower and having like seaweed like wash off.
That's
me.
It's a very womanly, like, I want to like lay in the sun and make myself more beautiful. I'm just going to glow. That's a very womanly.
I think it's communing with nature. I specifically like the beach. You can get more beautiful. You can go tanning. You can do that. It's about being there and being in the water.
If I had to get a tan, I'd rather go tanning than lay on a beach for fucking
hours. Of course you would.
Seriously.
That's why I just don't like sitting in the sun.
I am with you, but you just imagining you in a tanning bed. Have you done a tanning bed?
Of course I have done a tanning bed.
In the Speedo with the little black things over his eyes.
You think I haven't done a tanning bed?
Dude, Zach sucks dicks and you are the faggot of the group.
Yeah, I'll fucking admit that. It's very gay that I do it, but I'll fucking do it.
For what events?
Like, I went to St. Martin, and it was March, so I was like, right. I need to get a little base because I would have burned if I don't go. So I went like.
You need to
times.
Get a little base.
Yeah,
he's not wrong. It's the science of the tan.
Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Right. You guys are probably meant for each other. So, Karen, you love the beach.
I know. I grew up on the beach. My mom was a teacher. We went to the beach every single day in the summer.
You grew up in Boston.
I grew up in a town called Marshfield near Plymouth. What about Uncle Bob?
Didn't you live with him?
No.
Oh, I think you said you lived with him.
Oh, she just got raped in his trailer.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention.
She wasn't raped, she was drinking. It was her own choice.
Sorry.
She loved it.
Super, super handsome. He had baby blue eyes. He was on SAG. He was in all these.
Listen, stop.
9X commercials.
You're trying to convince us that it was good sex.
Listen, yeah. I'm just saying. You might have liked him, Zach.
I think we would have got along.
Yeah, you and my Uncle Bob would have gotten along very well. I didn't see both of your fat asses at like a corner bar, just not stop talking
to
each
spot.
Other.
Yeah,
Karen, you remember you're not supposed to call people fat.
Who did I say it?
You said it out loud.
Sorry. Wait, what?
Karen, in a weird way, it works for her.
It's endearing.
It really is.
Because it's like you, because you can't not say things. It's the same reason we like you. It's like, oh, I love that idiot.
I never, ever think before I speak. Ever. It really just comes out.
It's literally thoughts, words.
The more crazy shit he says, you're more like, oh, fuck, it's Lewis.
Yeah. This is why I make terrible first impressions, and this is why the fans fall in love with me. It's because after a while, you just can't. There's people listening to the show for the first time right now, and they're like, this guy fucking stinks. I hate him. I hate his guts. Listen two more times.
They keep coming back.
Two more times.
I hate his dumb blue shirt.
Oh, poor Scopo.
Maybe I should keep Scopo on the show because Scopo makes me look better. If I bring in another fucking guy... Then it's gonna make me look worse.
Guys, I might kill myself. I'm not gonna lie.
Let's switch gears from the beach for 1 second. Shelby, are you kidding me?
Really good.
Is
really,
that how
really
long?
Good.
That's
that
how
so
long
good.
It took you to come
that
up with the Mexican music.
There's some rats chewing the cords over here. Got us.
Are you kidding? There was rats.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is John?
He hasn't been here for a while.
We have rats in the fucking studio. I'm sorry, Shelby. Dude, I'm so sorry that they put you through this.
It's okay.
Maddie, can you do me a favor? Can you help Shelby? If he needs some help with stuff, make sure you're there for him. I understand that John is your direct boss, but Shelby, he's his boss, so technically he's your boss too, okay? What happened? Why are you... You can keep the mariachi music on for Scopo talking. I'm going to make it more interesting. What happened? What's going on with you? Because you said you want to quit comedy, and everybody instantly perked up like, oh my God, it could happen.
I think all the fans were like, finally, it's about time.
So what happened?
It's just miserableness the last like week.
That's not a word.
What's my word? Of like just shitty sets. I can't get anything.
I thought
good.
You were talking about the audiences while you were on stage.
They were. No.
They were miserable.
They were miserable, yeah. They were miserable. Not
what exactly
fun.
What exactly happened though?
It's just not fun right now. We're fucking doing stupid lantern shows, then you're bouncing back between lantern and fucking LOL. You can't get a good audience.
He's naming the two worst rooms in the country, maybe. I mean, just the absolute... Have you been doing Zach shows? Zach's got a very good show, I hear.
I have not done Zach's show in a couple months, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we've had it. I haven't been doing my show in a couple months.
Yeah. I got to start coming to that show.
The show he's not doing?
Yeah. Karen, you got to start...
Wait,
you
I will go. I haven't done it in like a month.
No, but we can still get on the show. The show exists. Yeah. Karen, why don't you do Zach's show?
I don't know. Why don't I? Why aren't I? Why haven't I?
I've been very lazy. I haven't been, but I will definitely.
As long as we all know it's your
Karen?
Fault.
Yeah, it's 100% me.
Dude, Karen is so hot. It's but it's like when you first meet her, you're like, "What a fucking awful bitch." And then,
not always. Only drunk Karen is.
She turns a corner, and then she's just becomes like hot and cool,
sexy.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So, all right, you want to kill yourself?
Myself.
How close are you to quitting comedy right now? Honestly, you're not really close.
I'm not.
What could make you quit comedy right now? What's the one thing that could happen right now that would push you over the edge?
Ooh, I don't know.
30 seconds of silence? I think that might be it.
This was the first time where I was like, well, maybe I should just stop. Yeah. And then that brief second, you're like, maybe I should stop. And then you're like, no. But that, it happened.
Here's the thing, right? I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I've reached it. Forget the wall. Here's what happens in comedy, and everybody does it at one point. You get to it's actually not even like a level in comedy. It's an amount of time in comedy, and I don't know how long you've been doing it, but I'm assuming it's around 5 years.
It's just past 5 years.
Yeah, right. Perfect. What happens is your friends that you started with start getting shit. Like a year or two ago, these guys that you started with, they got some TV shit. They get into this club.
No.
And then it starts.
Well, this is a problem I have. I started with guys that were 2-3 years ahead of me, but I was always hanging out with them. So now I'm
that's not
there.
Starting with them.
I did not start
with Big J and Kurt because I hung out with them as a young comic.
But that's how I take it. That's how I took it as. Oh, they're on my level when they're not, and they're all fucking getting shit.
Well, no, I'm saying right around the 5 year mark is when guys start getting shit. Either way, it doesn't even matter. Like I know what you're saying. You're talking about the first time where you're like, before this, you weren't expecting anything but to get laughs. Now you're coming into it with an expectation of like, I got to get into certain clubs. I got to get on TV. I've got to get credits. I've got to get my feature set together. I got to start headlining in the next couple of years. Like, and that shit, it starts becoming there's no pressure in comedy when it's just getting up on stage and telling jokes. That's why when people, they're like, dude, I get up every night, man. You're like, dude, that's not work. That's awesome. That's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's like now you're talking about all the other shit that you have to get better at, which is it just didn't naturally happen.
I haven't written a new joke in like a month, so it's just like
let's work on the old ones first.
Creativeness is not going well.
Creativity.
Whatever it is. I'm in a fucking bad mood. Zach, you gotta write some jokes for me.
And that's one thing you can't do. It's so funny because like as a young comic, just comics in general, you can't do that. You can't get writers. Like, you can get people to help you write for a roast.
Oh, that's the best part. I talked to my mom a while ago. She's like, why don't you just get someone to like write for you? Like, well, you don't fucking do that, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Like, my dad asked me if I wanted to start doing songs on stage. After so he's like, maybe you should do songs. That's how bad I am.
Your mom told you to get writers. Your mom thinks you stink. You should quit.
How many times has your mom seen you?
No, she hasn't seen me.
She has seen you. I did a show with you that she was at.
No. She's not. She's doing it.
She's seen him cry in his bedroom.
Dude, don't tell. I told you that. She's doing well, if you need help, why don't you just go? Like, she hears about the famous people who have writers.
Right.
She's like, well, why don't you just do that? What
sure.
they do?
Backpedal right like, into that logical explanation. Your mom telling you that you stink. Scopo, it's okay. Here's the thing. That's going to pass. That's just going to pass. The best advice I ever got in comedy was by Joey Gay, who is basically not even existing in the comedy industry anymore. But he said, I was in a funk like this. It's probably right around the same time, 5 years, 6 years in comedy, right when I thought I should start getting shit and I wasn't getting anything. And all the guys, Dan Soder had been on TV twice already, and fucking Mark Norman and Joe Liss. Well, Joe Liss has been doing comedy for like 20 years. But like, you know, my legitimate peers, people like fucking Michael Che was already a celebrity. And I'm like, dude, I don't got a credit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to like accept these younger comics coming up and just zipping right past you.
And now there are guys who started after me and are just way ahead of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pete Davidson, Che. It's like,
well, Pete started 6 months ahead of me. That's why he's
more
famous.
Well, here's the deal, right? Look, those are the exceptions to the rule. We've talked about this before. That's the exception to the rule. And I think comedy is fair for that exact reason. Like, the advice this guy gave me, which is, I think, the best advice in the world, is no matter what, just keep showing up. Just don't quit. Just keep fucking showing up to the club, because that the funks and the lows, they're going to always be there. The highs and lows, it's peaks and valleys in this business every single time. And you talk to anybody at any level, Bobby Kelly, Louis C.K., fucking Bill Burr, Bill Cosby. There's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And everybody has gone through the exact same feeling. But if you keep on showing up, you're just going to be right up here. It's going to be a couple months. You're going to write two jokes. And right now, it's not even going to be a thing where you need, like, this is what Bobby explained to me, because I was, once again, in a funk having a conversation with Bobby Kelly. He's like, dude, Louis C.K. is depressed right now because he's afraid he's not going to win another Emmy. So it never gets easier. It's like, dude, he's like, now the standard is I need to win an Emmy every year versus I need to write some more jokes, which is what you're at. And you'll write the jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question? I was like debating just taking off this weekend of comedy. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
I don't know if it's a bad thing. I mean, look, I would keep showing up. I would. I don't know. In my opinion, if I'm in a bad mood, the thing that I want to do is just keep on telling jokes.
That's the thing, though. But I'm going to go to a place where the place is going to suck, and I'm going to be pissed off at the people.
Well, look, dude, when me and B were doing LOL, I mean, there was guys that came to me that were like, yeah, dude, I'm just not going to work here. Zach.
Yeah.
Zach had spots every week at that place. And he was like, yeah, dude, he was like, fuck this place. He was like, I'm not getting any laughs here. It's never fun. There's no upside. He was like, these people hate me. They're tourists that look at me like I'm a fucking freak when I get on stage. It was a fucking real.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up.
Zach did go up with the fucking half a spike.
Yeah, but I mean, look, that's who he wants to be as an entertainer. And if it's not working, you know, that look, I don't.
I rather not change me and do less.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't do this if I wanted to be somebody else.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I'm not playing a character.
Sounds great.
I'm not a character.
18 pounds, hand job. Yeah. every time you say something that she likes, we knock off another 2 pounds.
So succinct and perfect. It was great. Good one, Zach.
You realize if I don't drink beer for like 2 weeks, I'm going to get a hand job.
It's not. I don't lose here. You get better looking.
Shelby, will you do me a favor? Will you get a scale for next week?
Yeah.
I really mean this. We're going to get a scale. We're going to do weigh-ins, and we're going to make this happen.
I'm fine with
that. Why don't you just get on better shows? Why don't you just get on better bar shows? Like, if you're sad inside because you're not having a good show.
Because I hate going out. I'm like, hey, can I get on your show? Can I get on your show? It's annoying to fucking do.
Yeah.
It's really
annoying.
But,
like, all you really need to do is, like, make a couple of, like, good, like, friends, and, like, everybody, it's fine. It's easy.
Look, dude, I'm just at a point.
It just
keep showing up. It just sucks. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just keep showing up. You're fine, dude. Literally, what you're talking about right now is getting into one club and writing two new jokes, and you're fucking up here again. You know? That's it.
You know,
I won't headline black rooms. I won't do it because the material that I do a lot of shit about fucking
dark.
Like, no, not even that. Like gay shit. I have 15 to 20 minutes of my act. Goes into like a weird area where just people from urban areas, they're just not fucking down with it. I can feature in an urban room. I can obviously showcase in an urban room. But I can't do a joke where the butt of the joke is me sucking a dick. You know, they're not down with it. They're like, what the fuck? Yo, that's some gay shit, yo. That's some gay shit. It's like, all right,
so funny.
Now imagine that before you spoke.
Yeah. Welcome to Zach's life.
Dude, so funny. Mike Lawrence did a
joke.
That's
some freaky gay shit, nigga.
Yeah.
What is that?
Y'all ain't got Ciroc? Who's this nigga? That's my life.
Oh, fuck.
I told a joke about sitting on Bill Clinton's face once at the, like, it was like an all black like fundraiser event. It was like this like kind of, you know, a lot of rich people, a lot of rich black people.
They would get
the worst kind.
Were they auctioning you off?
Seriously, yeah. It was terrifying. And
wait, sitting on his face, so they...
It was like that movie, White Man's Burden.
Well, that's their... Like, black people love Bill Clinton, and I said that, and I talked about wanting to sit on his face, and this woman was like, oh, no, you do not sit on Bill's face. She was very mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Bill sits in your face.
Whenever she wanted, I don't know. It's terrifying.
That's, Yeah, man. Well, look, that was just a poor choice of jokes for a fundraiser. You should make a choice just not to do any fundraisers.
I don't know, like, I didn't know it was like a real fundraiser. I mean, they had like a band and like dancers and stuff. I thought it was going to be kind of loose.
Like when you're younger, like you have to do these shows, right? When you're a younger comic, when you're not prepared to really kind of, you know, change and adapt, like you don't know how to do anything. So, and then you're starting to build in this fucking shitty instinct, which is to kind of pander to the audience. It's so silly. Look, dude, if there's a fundraiser, they should never hire a 5-year comic to be on that fundraiser because they're trying to save money. You know, they should hire a pro who's going to understand how to work in that situation. There's a shit ton of shows I won't do. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not really supposed to give up stage time. But if you're in a funk and you feel as if you go on stage 2 more times during a fucking check spot at LOL and you're going to do something weird, yeah, I'd say take the weekend off, dude.
Yeah.
Or just quit comedy.
Why don't you, if you're going to take the weekend off, why don't you write?
No, I would, yeah, obviously. Yeah, then obviously, yeah.
And you're still working, doing, yeah.
That's a very good point. Like, dude, we do podcasts, we write, I'm working on like 2 different animated projects right now, a bunch of different reality projects. There's social media shit, dude. Set up some funny Periscopes for the weekend. There's a million different ways and a million different creative outlets that you could have.
Well, this is the thing.
Besides just getting on some shitty stand-up shows.
This is how much of a fucking loser I am. The Mets are playing tonight and tomorrow, and I have to watch
you. It has nothing to do with comedy.
No. Let me fucking tell you what.
Quit comedy. Just quit.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you why.
My hand.
Because.
I hope some guy rapes you and you wake up in a Yankee jersey.
I have to watch the games, and I was like, oh, I'll do spots before then. So, but then I was like, the spots are going to be shit because they'll be 8 o'clock. And I can't do spots. I mean, I could do spots. I have to be like 1:30. And those are going to be shit anyway.
Why don't you start a Mets podcast?
I mean, the Jim Brewer, I think he already did that.
Fuck Jim Brewer. Do it better.
Better than Brewer?
Is this podcast good? I don't know.
It's called Mets and More.
Did you do Goat Boy during the podcast? Because if he doesn't, it probably stinks.
He goes Mets and More.
Was he Goat Boy or was that Chris Kattan?
He was Goat Boy.
He's okay. Goat Boy. Chris Kattan was the...
Nailed it. And then I completely deconstructed how good I was. Shelby... Let's get some questions from the fans.
I gotta do the car.
Tell Maddie, give Maddie money.
Maddie,
don't do it on mic. Most of our audience just listens to the show; they don't see it. Shelby, we're gonna do some real ass questions right now. This is a new segment on the show, Karen. I go to the fans on Facebook. I go to the real fans on Facebook. I don't even ask on Twitter, okay? Because there's a limited number of people, 5,000 people. And we know that my fans have become my friends. That's it. Those people, nobody else can get into that circle. So these are the people that I really care about. Opinions.
These are the ones that drove you all around.
Yeah, Driving Lewis. That's my Periscope web series.
Yeah.
I actually hated it at first, but then it's pretty funny.
I didn't watch any of it.
It's great.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, I admit it. That's a good thing.
It's great. All right, let's do some real ass questions. Thanks, Shelb. That's fine. I don't know what happened there.
Wait,
no, because the beat keeps on going, right? We'll do that in post. We'll make it better. What the what is John Fatigate doing over there? Did he fuck you up, Shelb?
We're just having some technical difficulties today.
Is that Maddie's fault or is that John's fault?
This one's my fault.
No, don't say that.
Only one of them started today, and this is the first time we had those problems.
That's a little bit weird. That's a little bit weird. This is why Shelby's...
How many podcasts does this guy need to ruin? That's all I'm asking.
This is why Shelby's so good, okay? And this is why he's the leader of this team, because he put it on himself. He takes responsibility for when his team fucks up. Guys, Shelby, one more time.
I like that. Give me a fucking answer. Questions makes... It's perfect.
You gotta wait for the hate mail song.
The hate mail song is the best.
It really is.
We have to shorten the hate mail song a little bit.
No,
though,
it's so good though.
Okay.
Always shorten it.
Christopher Weniger wants to know, does West Side Story hit too close to home? Zach, he's talking to you. Very funny, Christopher. Very funny. That's not a real question. I will not dignify that with a response. Kenny Lofgren, who was in episode 2 of Driving Lewis, wants to know, did you eat that chocolate bar in Seattle or did you smuggle it across international borders? Kenny Lofgren went to a weed dispensary at like midnight.
Here's a question about the whole you forgetting your flight, missing your flight.
Do you want to wait till I answer Kenny's question?
I thought you did already.
I mean, am I out of my mind here? Am I out of my mind here?
No, that's me.
That's you.
I realized that.
He's just fucking in his own head. We're just waiting to shoot something off. You fucking stink.
Did you fucking smuggle it?
He gave me a chocolate bar. And no, I was too afraid to smuggle it. People are like, oh, you can just fly with chocolate. I was going over international waters to Cabo, Mexico. Not worth it, really. So I chugged it. I didn't chug it. That's what you do with liquid.
It's the wrong verb.
It's another.
You housed it.
I housed it. I just ate the entire thing, and then I slept in the airport, and I just woke up in the middle of the night. It was a sort of a weed brownout, a greenout.
It's hard to smuggle
shit
like
Those
that.
Those are fun. That's and just like a nice up, nap.
And my head would, it would no, my head
You're
was like
probably
ringing.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. And I slept in the, I went to the wrong
terminal.
Gate. I went to the wrong gate, and luckily I just woke up.
Wow. They're all numbered. You just have to know what numbers are.
I had an
That's
entire weed chocolate. Chris Brinklow wants to know, what are your NHL predictions for this upcoming season? I think he's mocking me because he knows I'm not a sports guy, but
Rangers versus Blackhawks finals.
Chris Scopo is our resident fucking douchebag.
We already did that segment before, and the H and the L stand for Hate Lewis.
That's so funny.
Dude,
I can't wait
to
see it.
All right. Who would win the fight, Ronda Rousey or the Real Ass Podcast? All three of you. Shelby, too, if it gets really bad. Shelby, I'm going to let you answer this question. Who do you think would win the fight? Ronda Rousey gets to fight all three of us, and if you see us losing, you get to jump in.
I say we throw Shelby first.
That's I think if you're like hopped up on coke, may be able to win, but Ronda Rousey probably.
I would do is I would throw one of us first, try to get her tired out, and then you with the most experience could try to take her.
Here's the deal, right? No, you're just gonna warm her up. If you start having one-on-one fights with fucking losers that don't know how to fight, she's going to kick you. She's going to murder Shelby. She's literally going to chop Shelby in half with a fucking savate kick.
Forgive my ignorance. Is she the one that beat up those guys at a movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Zach would be tired before he walked up to her. Yeah. He'd be out of breath, just panting. But he would lose 3 or 4 pounds, so he'd be closer to a hand job, which is a good thing. Chris Scopo,
I would come when she punched me.
Yeah, he would love it. Yeah. You would fucking go. Then you're a tough enough guy, but she would just fuck you up because she's Ronda Rousey, and the same thing that would happen to me.
The problem is I'm strong, but she knows how to like put you in an armbar and shit. I would be.
She would fucking box
seconds.
You in the head. It would be easy. Yeah. If she in any form of
it
fighting,
wouldn't go to submission with any of us.
I would try to bull rush her.
Here's what would happen. This is the way it would work, okay? We could take Ronda Rousey, okay? Yes, we could. 100. Don't shake your head no, Karen. You don't know. I know this. I cover mixed martial arts professionally.
What is it if it's is it one-on-one, like, each time, or it's three-on-one?
Like
on
a
one.
Video
three
game?
On
like
on
a
one.
Video game.
Three-on-one, and then Shelby gets to jump in if we start losing.
Okay.
I say we could take her. Here's the way it works, okay?
If you start losing, I don't think I'm going to be much help at
Shelby,
that point.
Don't have that attitude. Why are you so defeated all the time? This is why Ron fired you. I think this is the attitude that he was talking about.
Okay, I would put you guys over the top. We kick that lady's ass.
Thank you. Listen to me. I go for the legs, okay? Thank you.
I try to get my weight on her.
Just sat. Yeah,
yes,
just
you
sit
on her fucking chest. You start booting her in the fucking jaw. Yeah. Like fucking, I'm talking about goosh, 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 curb stomping the fuck out of Ronda Rousey.
This is the shine shoes no more.
Just fuck you, fucking bitch, fucking bitch. And then
Expendables 3 was horrible.
And then that's our only shot. Shelby at this point is videotaping it.
Oh,
this goes viral.
Oh my
brings
God.
The Real Ass Podcast over the top.
And we do it from jail.
10 out of 10 times we win that fight. I'll tell you that. I believe that. I really do.
You feel really proud of yourself.
It's not that I can even get Ronda to the ground. She would just start laughing at my takedown attempt. Be like, oh, take me to the ground. She'd just fall to her back. Then Zach, Yokozuna squish.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think we forced Zach to get in one of those fucking outfits with the sumo wrestlers. She might laugh at that.
It would.
She might laugh at that. Distract her a little bit.
I still
bit.
Have my singlet from high school. I'm ready.
That's hilarious. Can you wear that on the next Real Ass podcast?
Absolutely not.
Why will you be a fucking fat weirdo for your dumb bands that are doing nothing, but you can't be a fat weirdo for us?
If
you
wear my, it won't go on me,
dude. If
that
you
was
wear,
50 pounds ago.
If you wear a singlet, I'll wear my high school baseball pants. That fat ass will come out.
Okay. John Amato, this is a comedy question, so Karen can get involved. How many good or bad crowd?
I'm gonna sit this one out.
How many good or bad crowd responses does it take for a comic to know that a bit it is or is not working?
Two.
I'd say three.
That's why you
three
stop.
Times.
Three times, yeah.
That's not true. I think all my premises are brilliant. Every idea that
you
I've ever had, I would never bring something to the stage without me thinking that it's a fucking great idea. So I always kind of just Rolodex it, and I'll put it back in a book, and I was like, all right, I'm not ready for that joke yet. It's not, I can't think of the thing. There's so many, there's a billion fucking variables that might spark off a punchline on some premise or something. There's jokes that I have that I just started doing that were concepts from 10 years ago that when I first started, I wrote in a book, and I did that recently. I found an old book and I was like, that's a great premise. I didn't have any less funny ideas when I was 23 years
Sometimes
old.
You're just not good enough yet.
You're not good enough to tell the joke. There's so many jokes where I'm like, fuck, dude, that would be a brilliant joke if I was just a better comic. If you gave that premise to Bill Burr, he would turn it into the best joke ever.
Did you ever see, you have a premise and then you see an older comic do the similar kind of joke and you're like, oh, that's how you're supposed to do the joke. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, if it doesn't work, I'd say two or three times, depending on how strongly I feel about the thing, I would say I'm going to probably shelf that for a while, get away from it. Chris Garr wants to know, will you marry me? I will not. Maddie, what's up? What is this? All right. Okay, gotcha. I'm keeping track too, Shelps. Thanks. Maddie, can I get a coffee, buddy? Does anybody want anything?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you, though.
Anybody want anything? Karen?
No, I'm good.
Anything?
I'm good.
Go for another coffee.
Yeah, give me two coffees, Maddie. Thanks, buddy. And you know what? Hey, buy yourself one too.
You lucky son of a bitch.
His takes milk and one Splenda. You didn't know.
I prefer cream and.
But to the color of his skin.
Yes, exactly. The color of my skin.
I used to work for him.
And I'm changing it a little bit. I take about a half a Splenda. He makes it very sweet. And the largest coffee possible.
Thank you. Just milk and one sugar.
Okay. Manny Sanchez, old Hammer Fisting fan, wants to know, why hasn't Chris booked Zach for YKWD yet? Real Ass Jealousy?
If you go on, listen to the podcast coming out Sunday, Zach and Miko is on.
Yes, I am on Sunday.
How romantic. What a beautiful little moment that was. Oh, that was sweet.
Finally, Chris Scopo.
And I was on just in time for Noam and Esty to come up and completely bull rush the front half of the show and terrify me.
Oh, dude, it was the worst. So Noam comes in and then
I know,
Esty
I listened. I watched a little bit of it live.
Oh, yeah. So everyone just shut the fuck up. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because you're all a bunch of faggots.
And they were talking about a thing I had no idea about. And that's what
success.
They're talking about having like a reunion show.
Cell, yeah. Yeah. We're all like, fuck, how do we do this?
Yeah, but you still, it's your opportunity. Dude, go back, listen to me. And this is, you turn the music off.
I was hoping Noam doesn't remember that he banned me from hanging out on his property.
I did not know that. Why would you bring it up?
I brought it up on You Know What, Dude, the second he left.
Stop doing that. You are a fucking moron. You're trying to be a stand-up comedian.
Maybe I'm just being a real-ass dude.
You're too real-ass sometimes. No, look, you got a fucking opportunity when you go on a show to, you know, to be the fucking show. That's what it is. Never sit back in those opportunities. That's crazy. That is crazy to me. And Zach told me that. I got furious. I was like, Zach, don't fucking sit back.
Well, I was also gave my mic up, so I couldn't talk. So
that was a good decision.
The fact is, Chris Scopo chooses YKWD for this show week after week after week, and it's a show that he'll just give up his mic when people walk in the room.
He's altruistic.
Yeah, the guy who owns the building and paid for everything.
The guy who owns the building and the person who books the room. Yeah, I'm going to give my mic up. I think that's a smart idea when they come in.
Well,
everybody's different.
The second they left, I took my dick out, though. So
he did show the Prince Albert.
Would that freak you out, Karen? A dick with a Prince Albert?
No.
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Who knows?
Question. Have you seen a two-gauge Prince Albert?
Not.
Would you like to?
Not that I can remember. Yeah, sure, of course. Why not?
Cool. Do you want to see it on my phone or do you want to see my dick? I'll put my back to the camera.
All right. Why are you talking so fast?
He's excited.
He was really excited.
Now I'm nervous because you're making me nervous. You're talking really fast.
I love the fact that that was on camera. That was a beautiful moment of reality. Like, you just watched a man try to play it cool
and lose it. Yeah,
and
completely fall apart.
Just lose it. The idea that you were gonna look at his
dick. Like such a good it's an interesting perspective on like how people behave with each other, because then you make me uncomfortable. That's like a mistake that guys make all the time.
Right.
I was chill.
You were like, so ready
so
to
chill.
Look at his dick.
I really
did
fuck that up.
She was so ready to just look at your dick. And that would have been enough. Like, literally, he would have just jerked to that later on. It would have been great.
Yeah,
you know? In his mind, he would have had the fantasy. He's sort of sucking it in front of everybody. He's fucking just,
I don't have work till 8.
Yeah, wow. Dude. This would have been.
I have to go soon.
That was.
I fucked this up really bad.
You fucked it up, dude. That was so symbolic of life.
Well, why don't we save the dick scene until you fucking give him a hand job?
Really, thanks for bringing that back up, Scopa. You're excited about that.
And you know what?
Now
you're back up.
Yeah, I was going to say 24 pounds.
Yeah, you're back up now, dude. You fucking creeped her out.
I really did.
You're supposed to make her feel more welcome.
We're going to tack more weight on. We're going to have to.
Karen, are you not wearing a bra?
I am. I swear to God, I am.
Okay. I thought I could see some nips.
No, I mean, yeah. I'm wearing a see-through bra. I'm not an idiot.
Is it more fun to have little titties?
I love them. I think they're a good time.
I think it has to be more fun because I feel like big titties would be a lot of work.
Yeah.
They are.
My friend has 34 double D's, and she her back hurts constantly from the fucking. And then she has to wear two.
Is she fat at all?
She could be fat, but she works out a lot, so she.
At any minute, she could be fat.
Yeah, though. If she like stopped working out, she could be fat.
Yeah.
She has to wear two sports bras.
She's like
she
me. She's like always on the cusp.
Yeah.
Just right about to be fat at any.
One bad week away.
Yeah. But she has to wear two sports bras when she like runs on the treadmill because they just bounce and then like hit her face.
Not Karen though. She just fucking
floats.
Free balls it, as they say.
Yeah, I used to punch my boobs when I was like in junior high to try to make them like swell out. My nickname was Flat Fian. I had a rough, time with the little
Flat Fian.
Little titties. It was rough.
It really is because we're so mean. I remember there was a girl in middle school that I hated. In middle school, they're mostly like nobody's supposed to have tits yet, but I just didn't give a fuck because this chick. First of all, she was really hot.
Do you remember the first girl that had tits in middle school?
I remember in high school the first woman amongst girls.
Hillary Newcomb. She had D's. She got a breast reduction when she was like 16. She was my best friend.
I could jerk it to the meat they took out of her tits. I really could. 16-year-old.
I always
meat.
Say that like my boobs together like couldn't make a full like standard hamburger. I'm like maybe they could.
The girl with the biggest tits in my
like White Castle burgers.
Yeah.
My middle school, she was like the biggest nerd, but her tits were so, and they were big, they were growing too big for her body. That's how big they were, but she was a fucking nerd. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
What a waste.
Dude, braces.
It was the best, dude. When a girl was a fucking bitch, you're just like, shut up, you flat chested.
Oh,
cunt.
It hurts so much. They used to say the meanest joke. All of those. There's so many jokes.
What did they say? I want to know what they said.
Oh, they're horrible. Like they'd be like, you're flat as a board, but you're a carpenter's dream, and flat as a board, easy to nail, easy to manage. There's so many variables. Oh, it's horrible.
That's pretty good. You're a carpenter's
in
dream,
sixth
flat
grade,
as a board,
got
easy
kid
to nail.
Says that to you? Like, you know, like, I don't know. They heard that at their like family. I don't have any comebacks for that
and
in sixth grade.
First of all, how do they know you were easy to nail? Were they fucking seers?
Yeah.
No Shadamas.
I was the big.
Were you how promiscuous were you very young? Because you seem like you're a sexual person, Karen. You give off a sexual vibe.
Good,
like you're playing with your hair right now. Everyone's staring at you. All three of us are vying for your attention.
They're not. Nobody was looking at me.
What?
I know. And people are
there's. Listen, it's radio. I'm trying to keep the smoke and mirrors up.
No, but
Zach's got his dick out. He's whacking it right now. It's crazy.
You can't see it, which is nice.
So. How young did you start getting sexual? Were you like in sixth grade? Were you hooking up with boys? You were.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I was definitely getting felt up. I didn't get fingered until I was like 13.
You were getting felt up. There was nothing to feel.
I know. It was so sad. I was like, I'm ready.
They were just feeling off like, to go back and tell everybody.
Yeah,
there was
I felt the
beginnings.
I felt the girl in like the seventh grade. She had like no tits, but it was like a thing to do. I was like, oh, she supposed to feel her up.
Yeah. Really cool. I remember I looked down a girl, the girl I was in love with, Ruthie Rivera, in like the fourth grade, or it must have been the fourth grade. Yeah. She like bent over and I could just see her, like third grade maybe. I could just see her nipples.
Third
like
grade?
Yeah. It was like we were kids. Oh. But she like bent over. I was 22. She was in the third grade.
Right.
But you could just see her nipples. Like, and that like excited me because you're like a, you know,
see
little
a girl's
boy.
Underwear?
But let me, so I went and told other kids that I saw, like I told like two other kids, and it just got back to her, and I got in trouble for like seeing her tits. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not my fault. She should maybe not be flashing her tits around this fucking hoary third grader.
I think you got more in trouble for telling other kids about her tits.
I drew pictures of them for everybody.
No, you didn't. No,
I
didn't.
I would have, though, if they asked me to, if they commissioned me.
It was just two nipples on a flat piece of paper. This is what it looks like.
Like, I mean, then did, like, the other kids go over and, like, check it out and, like make her pick stuff up
No,
whatever?
It was just, like, afterwards. I was
but
like,
I mean,
oh,
that's what you wanted
I loved,
them to do.
I was fourth grade. I thought this chick was the most beautiful girl ever. I wasn't, like, doing it in a way of, like, oh, dude. I was like, no, she bent down. I was like, I saw her fucking, I call them tits, but it was just fucking little fucking pea-sized nipples on a fucking child. I mean, it was
the little rosebuds.
But I remember just being like, it was like a thing where I was like, you're not supposed to see private parts of, like, I was also very over-sexualized as a kid. I mean, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't have been a big deal to another fourth grader, but was that crazy at that time?
I think it depends on how young you were exposed. I mean, because you were exposed to sex young, right?
Yeah,
really young.
I love seeing girls like underwear. Like, you know, I went to a Catholic school, so they wore skirts.
Yeah.
So they would sit like this, and you could see the girls' underwear. You're like in the fifth grade, like the greatest thing ever.
Catholic schools. I went to Catholic school.
Do you still jerk off to that?
Oh, left every day.
Catholic school. I wrote a petition because my sister Lorraine wouldn't let us take our vests off, but she would let the guys take their vests off because we were all starting to get boobs. And I was pissed because it was hot out and I didn't like the discrimination.
That's so actually great. You were way ahead of your times.
I made everybody sign this paper. But a Catholic, the uniforms. I used to hike my skirt up so high. It was
Oh, you went to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Till high school.
Come on. Get out of here.
I know.
Get out of here.
All the time.
I went to a co-ed Catholic
school.
Did
you ever get finger banged in your Catholic school girl uniform?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
There's some dude that just has that memory.
Oh my God.
There's
some guy down, but.
There's plenty.
Uncle Bob went to the grave, man. Wow. Good job.
Took it to the grave, though.
You can't even blame Uncle Bob.
He was really, I'll show you.
Just
his dig
him up and smell his fingers.
He'd love this.
So there was multiple guys finger banged you in your Catholic school
of
uniform.
Of course.
I just, dude, that
and
is.
Like when you got older, it wasn't plaid anymore. It was like a little more like adult. So it was like navy blue, but then you still had like the gray knee socks and the see-through white shirt. I mean, it was just.
What the fuck are they doing
like
with knee socks?
I know.
Knee socks were the best, dude.
Did that become my home? Did that only become hot because of Catholic school uniform?
Probably.
Or was that hot and then they just decided to use it still?
Did you wear knee socks all year long or only in like warmer months? Because
only in the warmer months.
Yeah, the warmer months.
Then when it's summertime, you break out the penny loafers, and if you're me, you got tan legs. You look great.
Oh yeah,
killing it.
I fucking remember Catholic school so hot.
You see, you went to Catholic school.
I went to an old boys Catholic high school, but we went to the school down the road, which was a fucking co-ed school,
which is almost kind of hot.
It was an all-girl school. I refused to go to the all-girl school that my mom, my sister, my aunts, everybody went to. I was like, no, I'm just gonna.
Like, I need to be fingered by somebody other than Uncle Bob.
I really did. You know, I was like, I'm staying here.
And then, like, you hook up with the chicks in the other school, and that was fun.
I used to hook up with chicks from public school.
Time out.
You used to hook up with chicks.
That was my move.
Stop this.
Then you're doing the whole geography. You're getting all the towns involved.
Karen,
what?
Do me a favor.
What?
Have you ever hooked up with a girl?
Yes.
In your Catholic school uniform?
Of course.
While she was also wearing Catholic school uniform?
No, this girl was in public school. She got on the different. She
was
on, like,
from the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
And she was the one fingering you in a Catholic school uniform.
Yeah.
Did you ever get fingered in school?
Yeah.
All right, we were just chilled. Stop. All right, let's just stop.
Can we just stop asking your questions? They're all going to be yes.
I know. I'm like, I'm kind of sweaty, remember?
Did you get fingered?
Have you ever eaten a train?
We would do. I mean, what else are you doing?
Haven't you done?
What do you mean? That's so tame. Just getting like a finger.
Getting fingered in a Catholic school uniform is not tame. That is my fantasy.
Dude, I fingered a girl in Catholic school uniform in her high school in the library. That was the
I hate the way you talk. I just hate the way he speaks.
My lady his boner voice. Just died. Library.
Library.
Get your life together.
I heard this girl in the library.
Your life
it was pretty crazy, man. You fucking suck.
I am terrible.
Are you like...
He just said sorry. Library.
Whatever the fuck it is.
You're like, fuck that other R. Like, going into a library. Whatever.
Library.
Library.
It's the fucking library.
No, say the word.
My finger to snatch in that place with all the books.
How long is this podcast?
Encyclopedias.
Dude.
Like an hour and 20
minutes. I never went into that library before I had to finger that
library.
Chick. Thank you.
Is happy? My fucking dumb accent.
Wow. That really was uncomfortable. That really was.
Karen, back to you being a
no. She's not a whore. Don't say that, dude.
You're a fucking whore.
She's a beautiful fucking creature.
Nobody was paying me. I was having a blast.
Thank you. And they were having a blast with their fingers inside of you.
Joe Mahoney, Brendan Maloney.
Are you naming?
I was like a rhyme.
I gotta be Irish.
Joe Mahoney and Brendan Maloney.
I used to write names of my boyfriends. I would carve it into the side of my
Billy Maloney,
and then I would cross their names off when we broke up. It was just like this long.
You
list.
Were a fucking psycho.
It was so much fun.
You really do think like a dude. Because it became about numbers with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a weird thing. When I was younger, it was like keeping track of how many chicks I banged and kind of having like an ongoing fucking, you know, thing. I remembered all their names up until like in the 30s or 40s, like in a row. But then like, I don't know, like it just, after a while, it just didn't really become important, the numbers. But that's how you were when you were younger.
Yeah.
Did your Uncle Bob touch you? Because it really seems like that.
He didn't, no.
Somebody else did.
She can't. She does. She can describe the ceiling of a trailer by memory.
You seem like
that's
you
a
were.
Good burn.
You seem like you were molested. And I
thank
say,
you.
No, listen.
I mean, I'm skinny.
And I mean that in a positive way. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just
thanks,
saying
guys.
Like.
No, I thought I wasn't really molested. No, I wasn't molested.
Oh, whoa, now we're getting into it.
I wasn't. You know what it was?
You don't have to talk about any
I have
of this.
I have a weird memory because I was born with my vagina shut. So there was a lot of people like from a very young age, like doctors, men, like vagina. It's a thing. Stop shushing me.
Time out.
What?
Time the fuck out.
It's a thing. It's very common.
Time the fuck out.
Why?
You were born...
Yeah.
With your vagina closed.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They had to give me like cream and like stimulants to like open it up, like estrogen and stuff. It means like low estrogen in the birth area.
Yeah, I mean completely closed.
Yeah. Not like,
I can't
not
tell
like,
if that's hot like, or disgusting.
Not like cheese,
Shelby,
but like
out.
A
Shelby, I need your opinion on this.
Google it.
It's impossible because you can't pee out of it. Though.
Shelby, is this
you
hot?
You don't pee out of the vagina hole.
Well, not the vagina hole, but in that area, though.
Mary, you're
no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, I said it wrong.
No, you didn't.
You said, though, it's closed, so nothing is going in and out of
my vagina hole.
Everything is shut. It's like fused.
Just
we
my
just
vagina
named the episode
hole.
My Vagina Hole with Karen Fian.
Is it like, no, you say it's like closed. Scopo. Like you had to like surgically fucking get their hands.
It opened after like a few, like every night my mom would have to put this special cream on me and then it slowly opened.
Shelby.
So it was open, just tight.
Shelby.
Why are you yelling Shelby?
Is that hot or disgusting? Born with a completely closed vagina.
That is completely hot.
Yeah, hot. Shelby. I love this guy.
Shelby, you're only going to lose 18 pounds.
Oh, God. Don't, please
get a hand
please
job.
Don't do that.
Her mom had opened it up like a McDouble.
If Shelby lost 18 pounds, he would literally just fucking keel over and die.
Just be in a coma, getting jerked off in a hospital, not even aware of it. And that would be hilarious, as we learned before.
That would be really funny, actually. That listen, if we can make that happen by next week, that could be the whole episode of the show. Okay. Talk to me about this. This is fucking crazy to me.
Not what?
Your closed
it's
vagina.
We're not, no big deal.
We're not going to not say this is a big deal. This is a very, very
it's
big deal.
It's very common.
It is. Shelby,
it's
look up the numbers, please.
Vaginal fusion.
Or Maddie, you can look. Shelby, you stay on the board.
Vaginal
Maddie, look up
fusion.
The numbers. How many women are born with completely closed vaginas? Because I could swear.
And then never close them again.
What if it does? What if it closes up and it reappears?
It's like the movie Speed.
uh,
You don't use it, you lose it.
Hey, I think that's a very strong motivator.
I want to know how many women are born with completely closed vaginas.
This shouldn't take this long. And I know it's common.
Well, you should, first of all, you should know the statistic.
I know,
because anytime
I really
you tell
should.
Somebody this, you should be like, no, listen, it's actually 1 out of 5 women. It's not really that bad.
I just hate like numbers and like learning.
You really? Well, I'm trying to debate who you're more made for, me, Scopo, or Zach.
Because when you say things like that,
you Scopo seem fucking
very dynamic. I can do it all.
Is that why you're so promiscuous? You like just fuck anybody?
I think that's a definition of being promiscuous. Yeah.
Cut her mic, Shelby. Cut her mic. It's over. No, you never disrespect me on the show. I'm kidding, Shelby. Don't cut the mic.
Hold on.
The only reason your mic's still on is because I told Shelby not.
Maybe use vagina. This is my thing. Hold on.
No, I don't want you to look it up. I have a team
of
producers.
It's taking like a really long time, and I have to like go. This podcast is so long. There's no way people listen to all of this.
I have my fucking whatever he is, assistant producer. Maddie, how many women are born with fused vaginas? How is this possible?
It's the Wi-Fi.
Because she's the only person
Shelby's
that's ever
right.
happened to.
Shelby's right. It's the Wi-Fi. It's the Wi-Fi.
Okay, so hold on. Your mom massaged it open with creams.
Oh, wait. It says, all right, it says it affects 2% of babies and young girls.
2%. That's not a lot. That's one
it
out
says
of 50.
It's fairly common.
That's 1 out of 50.
That's common. I don't think that's.
That's not common. That is not even close
but
to common.
But it's not like danger. It's not like unheard of. 2%. So
well, no, here's the
out
reason,
of all the people?
The reason I'm thinking it's hot is because I'm assuming that your vagina is extraordinarily tight.
Right. That's a good...
Because like your mom wasn't jamming larger things into it to make it bigger. She was like, I'm just going to get my pinky in there and this is going to be it. I'm not fucking trying...
Week one's pinky. Week two's middle finger.
I mean, my mom cared about me. She wanted me to have a successful life. So I think she did a good job.
Did she like put... was there like a tool that
it's literally
left?
Just like a skin that grows over it and then everything's like open and great, fine behind it. It's just a little bit of skin.
Like I imagine like a stretch balloon.
Yeah. And then you just rub cream
like,
on
it's
it.
Like using a needle, just like a.
And then it's like.
I'm thinking in Beetlejuice when he made that guy's mouth disappear.
So sexy.
That was in Twilight Zone as well. His sister, you remember? That is fucking nuts. Karen, how is it that this is the first time that I'm hearing about this?
I don't know. I don't lead with it. I should, right? Hey.
Well, not if you're
guess
trying to
what?
Like tight vaginas.
Hey, I'm Karen. Guess what about me?
Now, your butthole
is great.
It was normal.
I have an extended tailbone, though. Thank God I have a big butt because that would look weird.
What the fuck? What is going on with you? How are you so hot? Yet I'm
and
finding
have all
out
these like weird like circus little, freak things. Yeah.
So you have like you have that tail. You have a tail.
The tiny, like you could feel it. Like I could guide your finger.
Oh,
so
I can feel your tail. Like,
you have a tail and no. You're come a here. Fucking centaur.
Come here.
No.
Let me feel your tail.
No.
Please.
Right, dude, fine. I was that happened to me.
By the way, that was exactly the amount of time it takes to get her in bed. No.
Come on.
No.
All right. Fine.
All right. Here.
Come here. This is insane.
Right there.
I mean, I'm literally. I didn't realize it was in your asshole, Karen.
It's above my asshole. It's right here.
That's a hemorrhoid.
That's pretty much in your asshole.
Dude, she's got a fucking tail. She's got a fucking tail. Can you wiggle it?
No.
Can you make it move?
I mean, I can't wiggle that.
Does it move when you're happy?
It kind of does.
It's like a cat when she gets nervous.
Yeah. I like arch my back.
Is it far does it pop out?
Not that far.
No,
not that far. It's pretty crazy.
If a black guy owned you, would he clip it?
Oh fuck, dude!
Oh my god, you'll have to ask one of them. I don't know.
Dude, I was banging a chick one time with that, and it grossed me out.
Yeah.
I was
fuck
going
you,
from behind.
Scopo.
I was going
go fuck yourself.
No, hers was like kind of far out, and I was like, "What is this?" She's like, "Oh, it's just my tailbone." And I was like, I don't think it's your tailbone.
Yeah, if you had, dude, let me tell you something, man. If you had a flat ass, if you had,
it'd
like, dude, you're lucky you have no tits and a great ass. Because if you had no ass and great tits, everyone would be like, oh, look at that fucking chick with nice tits and a tail.
Like a cockatoo. Yeah, that'd be weird. Sorry.
I mean, hey, look, you're still hot.
I'm apologizing for like another world me.
Shelby, tail on a woman, hot or disgusting?
I'm gonna have to go with hot since it's on her right
very
here.
Nice.
Shelby's
nice.
In love with
Shelby.
Me. Shelby's madly in love with me.
Shelby, are you attracted to Karen?
Yeah.
Shelby might be gay.
If we already didn't have proof that Karen was the female rattlesnake.
Shelby might be gay.
She really is. She's the female rattlesnake. The Irish. The Irish is what? Give me a snake with an eye in it. I need a snake with an eye.
You're the fucking rattlesnake. You should know this.
Yeah.
I don't need to be creative or quick. I have a team of producers that can look up references for me. Okay. please, a snake with an eye.
The Egyptian cobra.
Wow.
Maddie just googled snake with an eye, EYE.
Karen, what? you're an anomaly.
Oh, did you just?
It's pronounced animal.
You're literally a sexy animal though. Like, not like a gross animal.
No, you're fucking smoking hot. You're smoking hot, and these things that I'm finding out about you, in my opinion, only kind of make you a little bit more hot. No vagina, tail.
Great, good stuff, right?
Because you seem like unattainable. When you first meet her, you're like, there's no way.
There's no way.
But then you find out. I was born with scales.
Yeah.
She's got some flaws in her.
You find out about all these deformities and mutant
like
features.
You're kind of back down to
She's like an X-woman. She's like, she'd have to go to a special
school. Superhero, right? X-Women or superhero?
What would be your power if you had a power, Karen?
Just being able to murder people and then not getting caught.
That's not a superpower. It's just being in the mob. Yeah. All right, Shelby, let's go with some...
Well, power's not improv, apparently.
Let's go with...
Oh, all right. Shut up, Zach.
Apparently, he's... Sorry. That was a pretty good point on that one, Zach.
26 pounds. 26 fucking pounds.
Sorry, I'm stoked.
Listen, we're going to do some hate mail. Shelby pulled some hate mail this week. You were out there searching for it, Shelbs.
Searching high and low.
I appreciate it because the show's gotten so good that we're getting less and less hate mail. So you got to go out there, you got to ask for it sometimes, but that's okay because there are haters. They love to talk. The haters love to hate. Is that a true or not true statement?
Haters gonna hate and they love to hate.
Okay. Yeah, all right, let's go with hate mail. Is it for me today, Shelbs?
There is some for you.
Perfect. Perfect.
You've got mail. You've got.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez?
You've got.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez?
You've got.
Tell me why do you hate.
Well, he's petty.
That's a great word to use when describing him. He's very childish in the way he lives his life. Also, his views towards women are archaic. We didn't agree with their horrible viewpoints on women and sex in society.
Saying he's not a great father?
I mean, if I was going to flip a coin, I would say yes.
I let my haters be my motivators.
30 seconds less it could be. It's okay. It's great.
That was great.
Shub, what do we got going on here?
First piece of hate mail says, "Dear Lewis, you are the worst producer that ever existed. Thank God for the Anthony Cumian Network. Now we don't have to suffer for your idiotic one-week hiatus before releasing episodes. What a stupid twat you are. Please promise us, the Gomites, that you never, ever produce anything. You are a funny guy on podcasts, but you suck at everything else. P.S. Love you and love the show, parentheses, Legion of Skanks, that is, not this pile of shit you call a podcast."
Well, I feel like that's the opposite sentiment of what most people feel. People feel like I'm a better producer than I am comedian or radio host. First of all, you fucking asshole.
Okay, man.
I like the fact that he's a Gomite. That's okay. So we're still cool.
He'll still show up to your shows. Yeah,
we're still cool.
I'm still picking you up Saturday.
I still need a ride in whatever town he lives in.
He doesn't want you to produce it.
You fucking moron. The reason we had a fucking a 1 week, what's it called?
Hiatus?
Not a hiatus. It was a, we didn't put it out until Mondays. We would record the episode on Tuesdays. We wouldn't put it out on Mondays because those shows that we were doing with video required a lot of editing. We were doing a lot of stuff like video graphics and adding all this extra shit in. So we had a team of people that were working for free because we weren't being paid before we were on the Anthony Cumia Network. And we happened to have a little bit of we gave them a little bit of time to put it out. You fucking dickhead. That's it. That was it. There was no other reason.
I love that this is where the segment goes every week.
Yeah, really. That one pissed me off a little bit. All right, Doug, give me another one, Shelbs.
Next one. It's a little lighter, but weird and oddly specific. Lewis looks like the kind of guy who, at the end of the day, only wants to kiss a man with a mustache on the lips.
Who's that from, Shelby?
That he decided to remain anonymous.
I think that was from somebody on the team here.
I'm not taking credit for that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Scopo.
Let's get real. Thank you. All right, next piece of hate mail.
This guy is not funny. All he does is yell and talk over everyone else. He bullied a sweet Australian comic back to Australia. He is just mean without the funny.
That's untrue because she's back in America now. So
Gomez is just an unfunny spick with no talent whatsoever.
All right. First of all, I didn't bully her back to Australia. I wish I could take credit for that. She had to go back to Australia because she had no health care here and she was failing as a comedian in New York City. Okay. That's what was going on. Okay. You know, whatever, man. Everybody's got a right to their opinion. Yeah, I'm a little bit mean sometimes. I get a little bit worked up and aggressive. John, were you going to say something, buddy? Okay. Shelby, do you agree with that guy? Do you think I'm mean?
No, I think you're just very highly aggressive and honest.
Do you think he's a spick?
Shelby, listen, you're reading this stuff and you're sifting through all of this mail.
Yes.
Do you agree with any of these people? What do you think the main problem is? What's the disconnect between my haters and me?
They really don't. I just think you're so, you tell it like it is. That's for one thing. You're a real ass dude. It's and true. A lot of people can't handle that. They're not used to that level of
realness.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly Festuca, I didn't fucking bully her back to Australia. That was the show.
Life did.
If you go back and listen to the YKWDs where me and Kelly Festuca were fucking fighting, they were really funny. It was really funny. So you can sit there and say what you want to say. It made for some really entertaining shit. You know, me and Kelly are still friends. I saw Kelly last night. She got fat. And, whatever. You guys will see that in the next YKWD, I'm sure.
And that guy really hated you because he emailed to realasshatemail@gmail.com and it says he sent it from his iPhone. So he couldn't even wait to get home to write
it. That's a lot harder to do. Like, right at home, that would be a fucking quick little email. If I was writing that on my cell phone, think about the amount of mistakes you'd make.
Yeah.
You know how frustrating it is to have to go back and to fucking omit or edit your fucking email, like a long email?
Unless he had it in his notes section. He's just been waiting to tell you this.
He's been shaping this email for a year now, waiting for the email address to be made. Anything else, Shelb?
The last one with the subject line, horrible person and acquaintances. Luis Gomez is the host, and he is awful.
Luis J. Gomez.
Repetitive and plain dumb.
I do use that joke a lot.
The lack of evidence to support the claim that Lewis is a comedian could be a show. The two co-hosts seem okay, but never get to talk. Yet Lewis acts like the show is a media destination requiring a live stream. Doubtful Lewis ever is successful. Avoid anything the Puerto Rican rattlesnake is on.
Here's the funniest thing to me. He called me the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. It's seeped in enough.
He subscribes to your brand.
The way I market myself and brand myself has seeped in enough to his stupid fucking head that he's calling me it. You fucking idiot. You've already lost. You've already lost. I love it. I love it. Good.
I like how he listens too.
Yeah, he's listening every week. That's the best part, is they listen every week.
But they still hate. Yeah.
Dude, I fucking hate you so much, dude. This one guy, he'll message me, dude, you fucking stink. You said this. I'm like, dude, that was 55 minutes into the Real Ass Podcast. How did you get there? How did you possibly get to that moment during this show if you hate me that much? Shelby, let me ask you this, because Shelby, you are a professional, the best producer in the business. You've seen it happen time and time again. These people all come around.
Yes.
They start off hating me. Why do you think they come around, Shub?
They hate you so much that they love the hate. Like, it's not like, oh, Legion of Skanks, I like Dave, I like Jay, but I hate Lewis. No, this is the Real Ass Podcast. It is Lewis.
You can't hate me and hate the and listen to this show and like the show. That's impossible.
Just a big Scopo fan.
Yeah, I love Scopo. Even Scopo's mom is not his fan.
And you have to search it out too. Like you have to look for it, download it. It's not like you're just flipping on your radio and it's there.
Yeah.
They really want to hate you.
It's very interesting.
You are very hateable.
I am.
You're a natural heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Professional wrestling bad guy.
Oh, you'd have been a great wrestler.
I really wanted to be a wrestler for a long time.
You would have been.
I still could do it, I think. I think about that all the time. Like, what if I just said, fuck it. Just go into pro wrestling. How cool would that be? Yeah.
If I didn't blow out my leg, I probably would have done that instead of comedy.
Trump would have been a good thing, too. You team up with him.
Okay. Last thing I want to talk about, because we've got a few minutes left. What do we got, like 10 minutes left, 5 minutes left?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Okay. I joined Lyft. The best thing in the world.
Isn't it the...
The best.
Do you pretend all those guys are your fans, too?
Yes. Hey, man, you want to be driving Lewis? I'm only paying him $2 a minute. No, it's the fucking best.
It's better than Uber?
It's the same concept. I don't even know. I don't use Uber. All right. If you guys don't know, and I guess if you're not, I guess it's great if you're anywhere, if you want to drink. But for New York City just in general, it's so hard to get a cab. And I mean, what I noticed, I talked about this yesterday on Kumia. The reason I get into fights with cab drivers all the time, it's like an epiphany I had yesterday, is because anytime I'm taking a cab,
you waited 20 minutes to get it, so you're already mad before you.
Not even just that though, it's because I'm running late already. I'm already in the process. I would never take a cab if I was on time. I would just take the subway. The subway system in New York City is one of the best public transportation systems in the world. Okay. So if I'm at a place where I'm trying to fucking hail a cab, it's because I'm already running late. I'm already frazzled. So I'm starting off from fucking, from there, it's a snowball. Then I'm trying to get a cab. It might only take me 5 minutes to get a cab. It feels like an eternity. And I start freaking out. By the time I get in the cab, if he does anything slightly wrong, I start freaking out at the cab driver. And it happens over and over and over
again. Here's the thing, too. We live in New York, so we know the shortcuts. And if they go the long way, you're like, fucking no, this way,
asshole. I know what you're fucking trying to do. You think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm an animal. It happens way more often than you would think. It's a problem. But I kind of identified the problem, though, which is like it's because I'm running late. This app, I think, is going to save that for me. Obviously, there's the convenience. If you don't know what it is, you fucking press a button. A thing appears, a map appears on the screen, and it says your driver will be here in 3 minutes. It gives you his name, his profile, his rating. You get in a brand new car. He offers you fucking mint. He's like, oh, I already know where you're going because you typed it into your GPS. He takes you there. You don't got to say a fucking word to him if you don't want to. They're trying to get a 5-star rating. They're trying to get a tip. So they're literally... It's a perfect example of the free market meeting technology. Dave Smith is having an orgasm over here because the Taxi and Limousine Commission, these motherfuckers, it's a government-sponsored monopoly. They can treat you like shit. They have shitty-smelling cabs. The service is awful. There's nobody to complain to. If you ever try to call 311 and complain about a taxi, it is nothing. This shit, I had a cab driver the other day. He showed up in a car that wasn't the one that it said. So I couldn't find the car. It said it was supposed to be a Toyota Camry, and it was like a Honda or whatever. So I get in the cab, and he was like, oh, sorry, it's the wrong car. And I was like, all right, that's weird. So we start driving, and then he took a route with a toll when I told him not to. I told him to take the 59th Street Bridge. So, of course, I flipped out. But I didn't really flip out because then he could even rate me. And now there's a paper trail. By the way, it's great for the drivers, too. It's great for the drivers as well because now I can't hit them. I could punch any cab driver in the face and basically get away scot-free. Now there's no doing that because now there's a paper trail to me. So it's actually safer for all parties involved. It's better for everybody involved. But I was like, fuck this, dude. I was really annoyed. I in my rating, I gave him a 1-star. I wrote, I was like, hey, he took the wrong route. He wasn't in the car. They fucking hit me back within an hour, $25 credit for a fucking ride. They're like, we're so sorry. You'll never be matched with this guy again. We're going to take it into account. We take it very seriously, dude. It was like, I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, holy shit, dude. It was a genuine problem solved by a fucking app. How crazy is that?
They love the ratings, too.
So our new sponsor, Lyft, guys. Go to Lyft.com. Use the promo code Gomez. No, I'm kidding.
But how cool that is.
They should be our sponsor.
Why'd you choose Lyft over Uber?
Because they offered you 10 free $10 rides when I was in L.A., and Uber only offered you one $20 credit.
Oh, okay.
So Lyft gave you 10 $10 rides, and I maybe spent like $30 throughout the whole week getting all over the place. But now I love it. Now I'll never take a yellow cab again. It's actually a little bit cheaper in most cases. It's like the best fucking thing I've ever experienced.
Well, that's the problem with de Blasio. You know, he was, because Uber's coming in and taking a lot of the yellow cabs away. So de Blasio is like putting a limit on amount of Uber cabs and Lyft cabs
look,
in the city.
I said this on the show a few months ago. It's not going to last. They will figure out a way
to make it illegal.
Yeah, dude. The Taxi Limousine Commission is extremely powerful. Okay. They were able
to block. They donated a lot to his.
Dude, let me tell you something, man. This it was Bloomberg who's the one who said, like, fuck that. Like, let Uber come in and let them do this shit, right? Slowly but surely, they will chip away at that. Slowly but surely, the government will get their hooks into regulating it. The government will get their hooks into taking some of the money. There's too much money being left on the table.
There's a few active lawsuits going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, 100%. If you look it up, I guarantee you people are trying to shut this shit down. For the time being, though, take advantage of it. It's a fucking beautiful. It really
is
a beautiful thing.
Killing the yellow cabs. So much better.
Good, dude,
so much better.
Because the yellow cabs suck.
They're the worst.
And also, it's when you want to get a yellow cab, if you notice, it really hasn't been that hard to get a yellow cab as of late. It's because there's more Ubers, there's more Lyfts. You just see the lights on more often. So, look, dude, the idea is you kind of give some of the power back to us. You get to choose who you want to go with. It's not one company that you're... Dude, the subway system fucking blows. You know, if there was some fucking other system available to use, they would clean up their act. They would make sure when you go there and you have an issue with it, you don't have some fucking asshole with a shitty attitude behind the glass.
You know, you just said the subway system is one of the best in the world.
No, the actual system of getting around is great, but the customer service is some of the fucking most horrible horseshit in the world. Yeah. And also, by the way, no, it isn't really that great. It's the best in the world. That doesn't really mean anything. Other subways really fucking blow, okay?
Have you tried to get around LA?
It's awful,
dude. It's fucking hard.
I would never in a million years, dude. I've used the one in Montreal. It's fucking terrible. There's usually just very limited where you can go on subway systems. So in that sense, it's great. But dude, how many times, look at Rebecca at the Creek in the Cave. Her fucking business is suffering because
the Seventh always fucking
shut it down.
Yeah.
All the time. Dude, people can't get out to the fucking shows. There's an entire section of the city where the businesses are suffering and nobody gives a fuck and nobody's doing anything about it. And if there was an alternative thing that was for as cheap as the subway system, they would fucking fix it, guaranteed, because mm-hmm. they're not going to lose money. It's all about money. The mighty dollar.
But you know, the subway system's from the 40s. They haven't changed it up. That's the problem. Yeah. That's why it sucks. That's why it always breaks down, because it's so old.
Yeah. Well, these guys are coming in now. Look, that was my rant on Lyft. Do you use Lyft or Uber?
I used to be on somebody else's Uber account for like years, so it's like so hard for me to like pay for my own cabs or whatever. But I also never have a problem getting a cab.
Having a closed vagina must be so nice.
What are we going to name this one?
We said it before.
Was it closed vagina?
There was a couple of them. I think Library is a good one.
Yeah, Library would be good.
Library is fun. Karen, how could our fans come and find you? Kay Freehams on Twitter at Kay Freehams.
Yes.
She just went through a controversy.
I know. That was great.
We're fucking wrapping up the show.
It's over.
Scopo's
Why
instincts.
Bring it up now?
Hold on. Scopo's instincts are the war. I can't.
Your mom's
even
calling to tell you how shitty of instincts you have.
Let me talk to her. Please, let me talk to her. Answer it.
Put on speaker.
Hi, Mrs. Scopo.
Put on speaker.
Hold on. There you are. Hi, Mrs. Scopo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Louis J. Gomez. You're on the Real S podcast right now.
Louis, how are you?
Hi, darling.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Do you see the pure joy that came in her voice as soon as she knew it was me and not her son?
She does love you.
Right. You see that?
We're on the show right now. We're talking to Scopo. Oh. Your son, I can't blame you, but his instincts are just awful. I don't know how you raised this kid.
Oh, no. I raised him perfectly. He's the perfect son.
He's aw.
See? She loves me.
He is the perfect son.
He did
you
tell.
You can't say anything wrong about my first son.
I won't say anything wrong. She does sound threatening a little bit. I'm not going to lie. He told us earlier in the show today that you told him that he should hire writers. Is that true?
No.
That's what he said.
You've said that to me.
I said if you were having trouble, hire a writer. He got very insulted.
So what we're wondering is, where is he going to get the money for these writers? So if you would give him a loan, Zach was willing to write, but he just doesn't write for cheap.
Oh. Really, guys? Do you really have me on the radio right now?
We really do.
He's going to kill me.
Chris, give her a call later. Thank you, Mrs. Scopo. You're wonderful, as always.
Chris, Chris, I just wanted to tell you it was Aunt Judy's birthday.
Okay, I'll call her later. Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.
So sweet.
Your mom is funny.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it from her.
18 pounds for his mom. She gets a finger job. All right. Look, we're going to get out of here. K-Free Hams on Twitter. Yeah. Anything else you want to plug?
No. Oh, I'm at Laugh Boston October 19th. That's going to be cool.
Oh, shit. Who are you with?
Well, Corey Manning.
No, that's her new stage name, no. Laugh Box.
No, Laugh Boston.
It's like new, I guess it's like a new place.
It's great. It's a, yeah. It's, really, it's big though.
Yeah, they said it's like 150 people.
150? It's not like 400 people.
Can I just point something out? I just realized something. That was a little symbolic, like, fucking thing right there. Like, people want to laugh at you, Zach.
Yeah, I fucked up and...
Nobody gave a fuck about the word you said. It was the timing. It was the moment. Like, we were just like... That was... It didn't
You're
even make sense.
I'm a fraud.
No, I'm just saying we're all frauds. I'm saying the audience doesn't really know what they want to even fucking laugh at. They're just ready to fucking go. We were just expecting you to be funny there. That's interesting. That was an interesting little fucking moment.
I'm a likable ass dude.
You're very funny. I'm not debating that. I'm saying it's very interesting that everybody in the room, probably everybody at home, it didn't even really matter the words you use. They were just ready for you to be funny in that moment.
And I let them down tremendously.
You let them down. No, I thought that was interesting. Anyway, sorry, Karen. Go check out Karen at Laugh Boston. If you're in Boston, if you come out and you mention the Real Ass Podcast, will you let them feel your tailbone?
Yeah, of course. 100%.
That's in her ass crack. I really mean this, guys.
It's above. It's not that. You don't get that much ass. It's like the top of my ass.
Listen
to me. It's enough like in her 15, ass crack that 15. I was uncomfortable. If you were my daughter, I wouldn't want guys putting their fingers on that part of your body.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think it's like the very top. It's like my lower back.
If I smelled my finger and it was bare, it would smell a little bit like ass.
No, it's not that close. It's like a few centimeters.
Is it not
above.
In the crevice?
It's in the top. It's in the top like crevice.
It's in the place where if you put a pencil there, it would hold it there.
Yeah. Usually the second rope of cum hits it.
All right. Zach is not funny on Twitter.
Yep. At Zach is not funny. If you are in New York City and you're listening or you hear it before tomorrow, you can come see my new movie, Return to Newcomb High, Videology, at midnight. We're going to do another test screening, and it's free, so come hang out.
Free. Scopes.
At Chris Scopo on Twitter. That's it. That's really it. I got you on the 24th at Laugh It Up Comedy Club.
Laugh It Up. Poughkeepsie, me and Scopo.
And Zach's coming.
Oh, and Zach, Real Ass Podcast Live, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. Going to be lots of fun on October 24th. Also, if you are in the live, if you're on the live feed right now, tonight I will be in Providence, Rhode Island. Also tomorrow night. Yeah, man, going to be a lot of fun bringing my boy Mike Feeney, who I think is sitting in a car right now outside. What are there? Any other shows? I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. I got a lot of dates already in 2016.
Oh, I have a website now.
What?
Yeah, I finally got a website. ChrisScopo.com.
Carl is Queens Carl.
Go to your local library and check it out.
Go to your libraries. Go on the websites. It's all good.
Carsandbars.com. Your best resource for cars and bars. I don't know. Something.
That's actually a good thing. I should do that.
The only two things I know, cars and bars.
And Mets, baby. I'll be at the Met game Monday night. If you're a real ass fan, one guy is.
Are you plugging them? You're going to be at a Met game?
Let's go get a beer.
All right. I'm going. Do we have the outro music shelves or no? We do. Okay. All right, guys. Look, go to my website, Gomez Comedy. Dates all over the place. Going to Portland, Oregon in 2016. Going to be in Miami 2016. Going to be in fucking Alaska in 2016. Lots of shit coming up. Lots of dates filling up. What else going on? Anything? Big news. Next Friday with the official announcement we're going to be making on next week's show. So huge news for the show. And thank you so much for listening. We're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.